Welcome to Conversations That Bloom, a space for women thriving at the intersection of faith and grit. For women who have a desire to have real and raw conversations about faith. For women who have the resilience to continue even when things are falling apart and still find enough time to treat themselves to some much needed self-care. We believe words are powerful, and with each conversation, God will meet you where you're at and reveal a new way to approach whatever life is throwing at you. My name is Belia, and I'm your host. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back. Welcome back. We are here again doing what we need to do, staying consistent, delivering what we need to deliver as a Conversations That Bloom podcast. Welcome back to the family. Welcome back to this week's episode. I am so excited to have you. And today is a special one. I have a guest once again. I really enjoy episodes where I get to conversate with my people, where I get to just, you know, get to dig deep into someone else's heart and soul and try understand. Oh, look at my cat. Our cat just came in front of my mic. But yeah, so that's what we're doing today. I am digging deep into someone else's heart and soul, and I'm going to allow her to introduce herself. Hi, Shekinah.
Hi, Belia.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm awesome. So, Shekinah, how would you describe you as a human and who you are? How would you introduce yourself?
Okay, my name is Shekinah Sibongile Mwale. My AKA is also Kansas because of the musical part. I would define myself as one person who's quite broad, like I said, and quite specific at the same time.
Yeah.
I feel like I am a multiple person, but yet still have one mission.
Right.
So I just do it in different ways, which is music.
Yeah.
I still also love the corporate world, which is sounds, whatnot, and also ministry on a direct level, just like preaching the word of God.
Right.
So the aim is still to advertise the kingdom of the Lord in diverse ways. So I think that's who I am.
Nice! Your voice is so nice and crispy.
Now I want to pay attention.
I know! Amazing. Yeah. I like how you're so many people but still consistent in all of these, right? Like the same vision, the same goal. It just means that you don't have to be stuck in one way of thinking, right?
Yes.
So what have you learned about yourself in this season?
In this season, a lot. I have looked at life in both ways.
Okay.
My advantages, what I do good, and what I don't do right.
Mm-hmm.
And that what I really need to also work on for the sake of where I'm going and what it requires me to be. So it's been a whole lot of discovering myself in the most uncomfortable ways as well. That's what it's been about.
Yeah.
Embracing everything, the mistakes and the everything,
right?
The joys, the good memories, and just literally accepting every piece of who I am, because whether we like it or not, the moment you really pay attention to who you are, you discover the beauty that you actually come with.
You just need to dig deep and just
and we
stop.
Normally fear that
we fear it. Look at you. So today, right, we're talking about living in the waiting, right? We're talking about living in the waiting period, living in the waiting season, living in the gap, whatever that looks like, right? What does that mean to you as Shekinah?
For me, this one is very important, and it's a big one. Living in a waiting period, I would literally define it as my now moment. Been there before in certain situations that I got out from, but I still feel like my current season is a waiting one, where I know what's about to come, but it requires me to do particular things in this period.
Wow.
So for me, the waiting period is what I call the preparation mode. It's literally something that I like a definition. I'll just borrow this a quote. It says there's nothing like I'm lucky. It's only what they call preparation meeting opportunity.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Love that. So you're preparing for your opportunity.
Yes. I think that's how I would define it right now.
I think that mindset is better than actually thinking you're just being idle.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Because people assume waiting is you just standing and doing nothing. Waiting literally is an acting word. You're supposed to be doing something and you're preparing.
Yes.
If you look at it as, okay, as long as I know something is coming ahead of me, I should be doing something
now. Exactly. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And what are the things that you've been doing now as you've been waiting?
more of a alone time because I feel like the best way or place to discover yourself is when you're on your own.
Yeah.
Without the influence of other people's opinions.
That's true.
So it's been me growing my personal opinion, my personal opinions, my personal interests, me accepting every piece of who I am and really identifying it without being influenced. Ooh, because I really realized how much I'm a copycat. I don't say that. But I have an attitude that picks up on energies real quick.
So
to really define myself really needs that exclusion,
alone time,
you know?
And very isolated. Yes, I get that. I always think of when Jesus took time away from being around.
Oh yeah, in
people.
The wilderness. Yes, I get it. Yeah, that one is a favorite because I think that was the greatest part of his life before he actually launched out.
Thank you. Exactly. That's literally what happened.
Yes.
He went through so much isolation before the opportunity came.
Exactly.
Before he was out here doing all of these miracles. If he wasn't isolated, God wouldn't have told him what he needed to tell him that he needed specifically for his mission.
Yeah.
Just a specific message for his mission.
True.
Is that what you feel like God is doing for you? Giving you more specific words as you're
waiting.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I think if that time we talked about it, the Joshua book,
it's
been more of character building and also understanding that there are certain things that I also have to come. Okay, one thing I realize is we don't really have it all figured it out. We don't have it figured out.
No.
So you really need that space of now being innovative.
Mm-hmm.
And you find to say that there are certain things that I would have never dropped into your spirit for being a Christian.
If
I never excluded myself.
Yes.
So for me, it's been more of coming up with those ideas.
Yes.
And then you find that more I prepare, the more I feel I'm getting qualified.
Amen.
What's next?
Yeah.
And also just embracing boldness.
Yeah. Embracing boldness? Let's talk about embracing boldness. What does that look like when you're waiting?
It's really uncomfortable for people who don't know that you're transforming.
Ooh.
Yes.
Ooh.
It's the most uncomfortable thing.
Yeah.
Yes.
I totally agree.
You get it?
Yeah. It's like, what is that?
Because you've never been that.
You've never been that.
And you're trying to be what they've never seen.
Yes.
So it's going to confuse a whole lot of and offend others who aren't selfless. So you find to say it's a tough process that you have to embrace without leaning on anyone's opinion or approval. So you literally have to die out of all of that, and I'm loving it.
Yes,
it's really making me excited because now I choose my environment. Now I embrace the kind of life that I know to say will actually help me have a comfortable future.
Exactly.
Because half the time people haven't reached their destinations because of where they're at.
That's so true.
And it's not really because their future isn't there, but their surrounding chokes up so much of what qualifies them for their next period. So it's been, for me, that's the bold part. I've learned to not be afraid to offend and be happy that I first belong to the Lord and my purpose for the sake of everyone around me.
Exactly.
Even if they don't get it, but me respecting my calling and me respecting why I am breathing in and out today serves everyone around me right. And that's what I feel the world needs, although they might not see it then. You know, so it's an interesting journey. I love it. Yeah.
No, go deeper.
I go deeper.
Okay, so
it actually reminds me of this guy David. There's a time when he was fighting with the Amalekites.
Okay.
He was actually ruling the Israelites. Now the Amalekites, I call these petty enemies because instead of them having the boldness to confront the Israelites, what they did is actually they stole from them when they were not there, and everybody like turned against David, you're our leader. Look, now we've lost everything. And then David, the Bible says he encouraged himself in the Lord. But the point I really want to emphasize is before David could make an action, he isolated himself and asked God, what do I do about this mess? Okay, I want my wife back, but that's not the point.
What do I do about it?
How am I supposed to attain? Because he lost his wives, he lost their possessions.
Yeah.
And all he wanted is God's go ahead. And I feel like what the waiting period does, it tells you when the go ahead is. It's cute to be ambitious, but you need to know when and what to do. Because as much as you're smart, you still need the ultimate creator to tell you how it's best done, because he knows your position and your destination.
That's right.
So David
got
so David gets his approval and God says go and you attain everything.
Right, exactly.
But when he's going, not everybody's willing to follow. Others actually start, but they fall off the way. So that's also part of the waiting period for me.
Okay.
Is not being offended with who remains behind. If you can't keep up with the pace, maybe I'll catch up with you. You catch up with me later, or you'll get it later.
Exactly.
For now, let me leave you. You see what I mean? So it's all about going ahead and trusting what God said. Of course, they all felt he's stupid. And do you know that David didn't even know where they were at? He was just like moving.
Even though he didn't
know. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Well,
so
that's faith.
The only way he was able to actually trace exactly where the destination is one of the enemies that was left behind.
Wow.
So for me, the highlight for that whole situation is his consultation came from his isolated place and it brought the liberty of all the Israelites.
Wow.
And yet they were the ones attacking him at that time. But they benefited from his boldness. And that's why today I'm embracing it because they will need it. My family members will need it. My friends will need it. Everybody, even the people I'm yet to know, will literally respect that I respected this.
Oh,
so that's it. Yeah.
Okay. So now, what wisdom have you caught from embracing the fact that people will fall off?
The wisdom that I've got from that, people falling off is also your protection.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's your protection. Mm-hmm. That's your speed.
Yes.
That's your identity, security. Mm-hmm. Security.
Yeah.
Security
of
your identity. And that's also making sure that you're getting where you are to you're supposed to go quicker.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I believe bad energies carry high impact.
Yes, that's true.
Even just the Bible says bad company corrupts good morals.
Yeah, exactly.
You don't have to meditate on being bad. You don't have to meditate on bad energies. They just come. But for the good ones, they need time.
They need time, exactly.
So I think the wisdom that I have gained in letting people fall off, it's your freedom, it's your liberation.
Yes.
And it's really what you need.
Don't mind the cat.
Okay. I'm actually adopting now.
I know, right? She really is just going to like do what she wants to do, no matter what you get.
Yeah.
The cat is walking on this laptop, minding home, and she sat. There we go. Perfect. So that's beautiful. You see, liberation is always going to be seen as an offense to people who don't understand that you are trying to go somewhere for their sake as well.
Oh, yeah.
You're not just doing these things so that they can be left behind.
That's true.
Do you know what I'm saying? It comes with that sense of understanding that, okay, even if this person doesn't understand, I still need to go ahead. I still need to go and do what I need to do for my father's kingdom. I need to do what I need to do for the generational humans that are not going to see me.
Yes.
People who won't meet you, Shekinah.
Mm-hmm.
Even when you're not on this earth, when they have never seen you before, what you carry needs to have an impact. And that's what you're doing.
Yes.
That's what you do in the waiting.
Exactly.
The waiting, I feel like the waiting is the most important.
Exactly.
It's the most important. That's where God does his best work.
And
that's where you're most desperate for him.
Yes.
Desperation and God, that's where everything is just not where you're coming here with your ego, where you think you also know it, also you want to do your strategies, or you think you're this and no.
Yes,
and you think,
I was just thinking because most of the time people talk about the waiting period only when they're out of it, and that's why it's really being, you know, underestimated of its importance.
But I feel like everybody is always constantly waiting for something.
Exactly.
Anyway.
Yes.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's true.
There's some point where you arrive where you think, okay, for example, when you attain what you think God is supposed to give you, when you've gotten all your blessings, you arrive there, but you will still have this desire for more.
That's
because knowing Jesus is knowing more. That's just what it is.
You will never be enough.
So waiting is supposed to be like a consistent posture anyway. You're supposed to consistently wait
anyway.
So living in the waiting period, right? When you're waiting for something big, you're waiting for a breakthrough. That's exercising to continuously be having a posture of waiting anyway as you go, as you grow. So when the breakthrough comes, don't stop waiting.
No. That's a good one. Yes.
Don't stop waiting, Shekinah. When the breakthrough comes, when things look like they're aligned, don't stop waiting. Just adjust how you wait because now you're wiser, right?
It's just in a different direction now.
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly. So what would you feel like is something that you want people to know as you are living in your waiting period right now? What do you want people to understand about that space that you're in?
Come selfless and I'll give you the same.
Just
allow me to be me, and if you can't afford that, maybe it'll be fine. So I feel like what people should just understand is, you know, love liberates. It's not always holding on, and people think, well, when I love someone, I have to
I have to
them.
Be there
no,
all the time.
Yes.
No, let me breathe.
So in this season, I would really appreciate it if people loved me in a way that they would liberate me to be me. Because me loving you doesn't mean me doing what you want.
Thank you.
It's me doing what is required of me and you not feeling offended by it.
Shekinah has said, I have come with wisdom. It is I, wisdom personified. Listen, that's beautiful.
Yes.
Don't get offended by my decisions.
Yes.
Why are my decisions offending you? I'm trying to take care of myself.
you know,
amazing. Exactly. So this new song. Talk to us about this new song. Talk to us.
Okay. Mm-hmm. This new song is called Season Changer. Mm-hmm. And I like the fact that you said it's a continuous, because seasons come and go. So it's continuous. Exactly. We always have new seasons.
That's right.
So Season Changer to me means a whole lot. And I pray that it's a breather for so many to understand, to say nothing just comes forever, you know? And that people who are bold enough to also see certain particular seasons that are uncomfortable.
Okay.
There's a lady friend of mine, her name is Koda. There's a time when she knew to say, my life is about to change. She was blossoming and everything was going well. But the Lord told her to say, the season's about to change.
Wow.
And you know, being a Christian is about understanding even that you will not always see what you want to. But she literally embraced it. Now, even when she was going through that moment, it was not killing her.
Wow.
She was aware and she knew it was temporal. It was still part of the requirement for what's higher to come.
Wow.
Yeah. So back to the song. The song Season Changer is just also, I call it a prophetic proclamation. This is just sing along to new things that are about to come to your life.
Love it.
It was also influenced of two people I'll mention, maybe Bishop, because Bishop Chaloe actually talked about it. He says, God sees, God hears, God is concerned, and he will literally come through no matter what. So that's what I want to share with the world, because I know when you're in it, it feels like you're stuck, you know? And another girl is precious, because at the time she really wanted something so bad, but I saw it really unfold before my eyes. And I remember I went on the keyboard and I said, really, you do change seasons. And I started singing it to myself, because there was a point I felt so stuck. But I started prophesying to myself that he's my season changer. And literally, I saw things turn around. So Season Changer is also the identification of the power of the tongue. As you sing it, my prayer with all of my heart is things change to your favor. So that's what Season Changer is about. And he's a God who doesn't forget.
Amen.
Yes. Did I just take you to change, Belia? I did.
You did. You took me to church.
I did.
I'm satisfied. Where can people download the song?
They can actually download the song.
Shekinah is getting a phone call because she's busy.
So sorry.
No problem. Yes.
Like, so you can actually get the song on www.thenatives.com. And it's also on, oh my God, what's that called?
Apple Music?
You know, I don't have an
Apple Music? Android? Google Play? Apple Store?
No, you are close.
iMusic? You know what, you know, ladies and gentlemen listening, it'll be in the show notes.
Yes, it will. Thank you.
It'll be in the show notes.
It will. And also on YouTube, anyway.
And on YouTube, one, exactly. Course, yeah. Yes. But also, you can follow Shekinah. Where can they find you on the internet? They can even just see the links
that
from
way.
There.
Yes, that would be easier. I think that would be easier. That's Facebook. I think all the handles have Kinses.
Okay, perfect.
Kinses will lead you right there. Okay, the Kinses, if it looks complicated, but the Kinses is for YouTube, all the handles. YouTube, that's TikTok, anywhere, everywhere.
Okay, I will put the links in the show notes for everybody to get access to Shekinah. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
For your time.
Yes.
This was perfect. So breezy, so beautiful, so encouraging. And I know a lot of women have been liberated from looking at change as one thing. And now we will look at change in another amazing way. And I'm personally excited for what God is doing in your season. And I can't wait for this song to be in my phone. I'm going to get it today.
Yes, you will. You just have to.
Exactly. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for listening. Have a good week. Bye.
Bye.